Arrival Day, September 18th, 1959. The new boys trudge along with their suitcases. Attentive fathers carry trunks. Mothers in flats and autumn coats tote desk lamps and portable typewriters. And kids trot along carting bags and boxes, or just kicking through the first of the fall leaves. Harvard Yard is a verdant quadrangle of well-tended but simple elegance, boxed in by fine old American buildings, sequestered behind sturdy ivied brick walls and wrought iron fences of fine design. Even on a busy day like this, the yard is serene, as if over 300 years of arrivals have inured it to any disturbance. Proud parents walk confidently into the epicenter of the American aristocracy, in the footsteps of some of the most illustrious feet in American history. Half of this year's boys have gone to private schools, and they watch out for familiar faces, letter sweaters, or school ties. For the many fathers who are Harvard alums, this is a ritual and a homecoming. They greet old classmates with backslaps and inside jokes. Other fathers tip their hats, secure in the knowledge that as of this day, through their sons, they have joined one of the most elite clubs in the world. Mothers exchange the polite smiles of privileged sisterhood. Just after 1 o'clock that afternoon, another family comes across the yard. Heads turn, eyes widen. A mother whispers behind her hand, a father shushes a child. Now treading on the Puritan soil and patrician pathways of Harvard Yard are 8 dark-skinned, Sunday-best Negroes, one of them a tall, thin boy carrying a suitcase. That boy is me, and this is the Garrett Party. This is my family, my very Negro family, stepping onto the very white, very old New England, very exclusive grass and gravel of Harvard Yard. We know we're being looked at. We stick closer together, say less, and walk more stiffly than the other families, maintaining what we hope looks at least like composure, if not aplomb. Aside from my 14-year-old sister and me, who were born in Brooklyn, the others in our party, my parents and aunts and uncle, were all born and grew up on sharecropper farms in Edgefield, South Carolina. They lived more than half of their lives in the rural Jim Crow Deep South. They were just 2 decades distant from driving mules and picking cotton, from the indignities of segregated schools, parks, buses, and water fountains, from violence and hatred, degradation and fear. They had clear memories of having stuffed Cousin Emery into the trunk of a car to escape the Ku Klux Klan. Considering their beginnings, their struggles and the history of Harvard and of the United States, my family's arrival in Harvard Yard that cool early fall day in 1959 was one of incalculable dimension.